Vice President Leni Robredo's rise to politics is a story like no other. Her husband was a revered public servant and interior secretary. Robredo mostly shied away from the public eye, choosing instead to work as a human rights lawyer in impoverished communities. But the death of her husband in a helicopter crash in 2012, followed by a huge clamor by the public for his style of governance, saw her to run for Congress, where she served for 3 years. In 2016, she was urged to run for the vice presidency. She beat the son of the late strongman, President Ferdinand Marcos. As vice president and leader of the opposition, Robredo was subjected to verbal attacks, harassment, and propaganda by Duterte and his supporters. Her decision to run for the presidency sets up a clash once again with Bongbong Marcos Jr. Her campaign theme, Radical Love, quickly changed the tone and tenor of a campaign that is rife with misogyny and patronage politics.
Dealing with meager resources is nothing new for Robredo, but over the last few weeks, there has been a surge of unprecedented support, and observers say this is no longer an ordinary campaign, but a people's movement.
Robredo's campaign rallies are attended by thousands, the majority of them young people, usually unseen, even in a country often used to big-ticket rallies during election season.
It's fascinating to study that, after all, the Filipino youth have finally found their mojo. Isn't it also a factor that Duterte's term is ending and they're shedding their fears?
I think Leni Robredo is the most competent, willing, capable, sincere, and authentic candidate that we will ever have.
Robredo's biggest challenge is how to fight the massive disinformation machinery used against her.
Handa ba tayo magsakripisyo?
Are you ready to make sacrifices to convince our families, relatives, neighbors, classmates to vote righteously this coming elections?
After nearly 6 years of Duterte's strongman-style rule, many are anxious about the country's future. Robredo's campaign, they say, isn't just about winning the presidency. It is also a fight for democracy. Jamal Alindog, Al Jazeera, Manila.